Chapter 32, Makeshift Mike. If only someone would come along right now to keep me company, walk a ways with me and indulge me with engaging conversation, or at least engage me with an indulgent narration of some kind. Even a monologue would do at this time of night in a place such as this. Over the tatty undone reed tops, I can see streetlights weakly spreading jaundiced light, trees fluttering incomprehensibly at me. What are they trying to say? Well, let's ignore them for the time being. Let's put one foot in front of the other and keep on going now that we have started. I was telling you about the taste of Charlene's tongue and how it had all begun. Which I don't forget. And I don't forget her. How come? I went home and made a makeshift mic from a telephone receiver and shortwave radio amp. Stuck the mic inside a Spanish guitar I found lying in the gutter, all bashed and beaten up, bleeding from the nose. I took it home and nursed it back to health. Glued it up with makeshift mic inside. Restrung it with fishing line and human hair. Switched the radio on. Didn't even have to touch the strings. It sang of its own accord, spontaneous combustion, had a life of its own, and I got to thinking that I had tuned into some transmission effect from outer space, or out of space, as we used to say. And we were out of space. I shared a room with my six brothers, and with dog, cat, terrapin and lorikeet when it rained, stacked up one upon the other in our bunks like Noah's Ark. Of course, we were always up to something industrious. And that night, with brothers gathered round, their eyes wide as pennies, faces warm as ripe peaches in the glow of the radio tubes, listening to the scratch and howl of sounds from out of space. Or was it music from that other world? We are on to something, we all agreed. Other world music. And we have better looks than the Bee Gees.